Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com, featuring At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Just in case someone needs to hear this morning, you are just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off of you. I know it's very difficult to walk around with your head in the heavenly skies. I know and understand that the complexities of looking up can sometimes bring you down. You see, sometimes you have to be leveled and see where you're going. And ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to bring you into the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I say that you're too good to be true because each one of us possess a part of Jesus inside of us simply because we have examined the Bible and we see value in the words wrapped in the scriptures. And with that being said, we're going to talk about that process. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, settle in and let's talk about Jesus. Today's subject matter, we're going to focus on freedom. The freedom to have joy, peace, and love in your life. And those elements are interchangeable. They don't always stay around in one lump sum. They're divided up because having joy sometimes means you don't have peace. Do the saints hear me this morning? So, my beloved, if you have your swords with you, if you still walk around with that bulky Bible, or if it's on your cellular phone, whatever you have to follow with me as I interpret the word with you, pull it out and use it. We're going to be in Galatians 5, where it says, from a biblical viewpoint, what is freedom? How is freedom achieved? Who or what is the source of true freedom? The topic that we're going to be discussing today is achieving freedom. The Bible places great importance on freedom or liberty in the life of God's people. However, biblical understanding of freedom is often different from the world's point of view. There are times when you think freedom is able to get up and walk, but you're confined to a place. Sometimes when you want to achieve freedom, the cubicle that you work in confines you to a square, and you are to sit there and work. I'm here to tell you this morning that true freedom is having a relationship with God. And in that relationship, you're able to travel to places far beyond your imagination. Because, see, the Bible is real. What we do within the structure of the Bible is pure. I'm not going to suggest to you that it's always simple. And as we unpack this subject matter, you'll see how it can get mixed up in feelings, in ambitions, in fear, in hatred, in laughter, in joy, in peace, and sometimes pain. Sometimes we suffer by achieving freedom because some people want you to have it and some don't. And it's our mission to deal with one another. For the Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. But you don't always experience that. Sometimes Sister Betty wants to get on your reserve nerve. And Melvin, with his high sadity self, wants to come and disturb your peace of mind. In some cases, your spouse can breed confusion within your household, or maybe their family can do things to you that's ungodly, but you still have to endure. Freedom of the mind is a hectic place. It's a freeway back and forths. Going to work, there are times when your freedom is impaired because someone decided to cut you off. Oh, my beloved, there are times when freedom has a way of getting in the way. And all you're trying to do is live a life representing God. But you have to deal amongst people. And people in their flesh can be wicked. And within that wickedness, there lies your freedom to have joy. But still, there's a solution for this situation. There's a way that you can move around in and out and stay above the confusion that this life has to offer. I'm talking about having freedom of the mind, having a choice that you make, that no matter what happens, you're going to represent God. And within that representation, you yourself can achieve your true freedom. See, my beloved, just because someone chooses to act ugly, just because someone doesn't like you because you have maybe one more blessing than they do, maybe it's the car you drive. Maybe it's a situation where your children are ungodly and they don't understand how you can operate like that. There's all kinds of ways that people can criticize your actions. And Galatians talks about that when Paul wrote his letter to the Galatians. He talked about having freedom. And within the context of this freedom, you can achieve peace of mind, joy in your heart, not fear any man, and just simply be happy. I can't tell you how many times in my preparations to go somewhere, whether it's going to work, or going to the grocery store, or going to church, or going to Bible study. Some kind of way, people want to get in your way of you having freedom just to be happy. And as Paul was writing this letter, he spoke of these things to mankind. Yes, we are supposed to be kind, but oftentimes it's wrapped up in confusion. And you wanna talk about that person and put down this person. I often have a saying that if I'm gonna put you down, I'm gonna put you down on my prayer list, because that in and of itself helps with freedom. Do you hear me this morning? The freedom to choose how you respond to the negativeness of this world is your choice. You have that freedom. But the question is, how do you achieve that freedom? How do you get there without the trouble involved, without the sincerity of someone hating on you, without them thinking one thing and you're trying to do something else, as if they have the ability to read your mind or your heart? These things are reserved for God and God only. And people can say, oh, I know what they're trying to do. But do they really know? Because if they really know, they would simply leave you alone. Am I reaching someone this morning? My beloved, I can tell you how many times someone said, I think they were trying to do this, and I think they were trying to do that, when they are dead wrong. They don't understand that you just want the peace of mind of having the freedom to choose. Your actions speak louder than your words. This has been said many times, but how it's achieved is something different, because it's hard. When you come to church for and with your peace of mind, there's always someone there that wants to disturb it. And then once you leave church, you go out and eat, and someone wants to get in front of you. If you just simply go home, one neighbor wants to have a conversation that you're not quite ready for. See, achieving freedom is an action. And you have to use the fruits of the Spirit to get around these things. Because these problems that are engulfed in this world are going to exist. The only true freedom that you have, brothers and sisters, is the freedom that you have with God. Because God can keep you safe. He can tell you, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. And what we have to learn to do is to turn it over to Jesus. Leave it at the altar. And once it's there, don't go and pick it back up. Leave it there and let God work with it, because he knows the intentions of everyone's heart. You can't fool him, no matter what you do. One of the issues that we have within our church structure is the musical ability of song. And sometimes a song can be played inside of a church and it just brings you freedom. It brings you a peace that's beyond understanding. And that part of it is an entertainment element. But what's important is that you understand and grasp the word of God, because having the fruits of the Spirit would give you wisdom to move around these objects that that means to do you no goodwill is the freedom to choose. You can choose to be a godly person or a terrible person. The choice is yours, ladies and gentlemen. And the confusion that Paul recognized when he wrote that letter was within the body of the church. And in that body, there was that wickedness where the left hand was trying to tell the right hand what to do. And when everyone is talking and whispering above your head, and sometimes in your face. See, church can get like that. It is always some chaos going on. And that chaos ultimately comes from Satan. And he gets inside of a church, and all of a sudden, there's a lot of pettiness going on. But having the freedom of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who died for us, who saved us from those sins, if we understand how to use the tools that he left us to use. That is what true freedom is. Don't let no one make choices for you, because in those choices, you lose your freedom. You are a child of God. You are too good to be true. And keeping your eyes on Jesus is what makes you who you are. And no matter what someone else does, what they try to do, how they use systems and mechanisms to throw a monkey wrench in your finely tuned life is beyond me. Why would a person focus on that? This is why it's important for you to read the word for yourself. Don't just listen to the pastors preach the word of God, because they too are subject to fault, because they too are human like you. They too are wrapped in this flesh. And all pastors are not good pastors. Some leaders are out for themselves. They want your money, honey, and they want to do you ill will. They want to tell you that they can do these things for you, when in reality, it's not them, it is God. Ultimately, your dependence, your freedom, your sanctity is all wrapped up in Jesus. And that's the role that he plays. He's that bridge over troubled waters. He's the lamb that has sacrificed himself for you so that you can live. You can make a choice as to what you do. And through him, that choice can be obvious and true. Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to be free. I just want to live the life that God has for me. And for those who don't like it, that we had an old saying, that's just tough. Kick rocks if all I care. What I need you to do is try to stay out of my way. Let me serve Jesus. Let me have the freedom of his personality inside of me so that I can represent him to the best of my ability. Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is what's going to get you there. Having that choice, making the right choice with all the things around you going wrong, you can still have the freedom of doing the right thing. Do you realize, saints, that when you are doing the right thing, all of a sudden, the powers that be focuses on you. They try to tear you down and tear you up. And if you can endure through Jesus Christ, You can be that special individual. And there is a crown waiting for you. There is a reward for you. And what others have done and will do, they're going to be held accountable for their actions. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, nobody gets away. I have several stories to tell, but this is not the venue that I'm going to tell it. What I will do is share with you that I have suffered sometimes, and I didn't understand why I was suffering or why someone wanted to see me destituted. You know, broke, busted, and disgusted. But because of Jesus, because he lives within me, I'm able to overlook and overcome. And you too are just too good to be true. You have the same thing inside of you. Read your Bible. Follow that word. Don't depend on no one interpreting anything for you other than yourself, because God will lead you in the right direction. Jesus is here to help you. I know that I'm reaching some good souls today, because these things are real. One of the things that I enjoy about preaching to the masses of people is that I'm going to tell you the truth, but I need you to check. I need you to see if I'm telling you the truth. And when you can verify that I'm giving you straight no chaser, all the words that comes out of my mouth are biblically lined up to be true to you. And that's what we need more of in our church community. Not the church gossip, not the bad attitudes, not the things that makes people not want to come to church. The things that we have inside of us that we can share. Maybe it's a good handshake. Maybe it's a holy hug. Maybe it's just saying that you are that special person and we appreciate you. Whatever it can possibly be, you possess that. And as you share it to the community that you're in, whether it's work, home, grocery store, gas station, wherever you are, if those things are coming out of your spirit, then people are being helped and serviced because you have taken the time to learn the word for yourself. And these key elements that gives us true freedom is what's prevalent. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we close, I want you to know that it is recognized from God who you are. No matter what is going on around you, God knows your heart. And you have to depend on that. And I know it's a thankless job at times, but endure that pain and that suffering. And freedom is just around the corner. And the way that you treat them is not indicative as to the way that they have treated you. Because they that have treated you poorly will be dealt with sufficiently. My beloved, it's not an easy road. And God did not promise that. What he did say that if you trust me, he will bring you through. And this is why the Bible tells us to trust no man or woman. Trust God, because that's the one sure thing that you can depend on that will come through 100% of the time. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott of At My Father's Table, and this has been another broadcast for this church. And this church is a cyber church. We reach 1.8 million listeners, and if we can help just one soul, we have done our job. If you need to reach us, you can call us at 240 562-7552, and we will put you on that prayer list. We will help you as much as we possibly can. We're not the most powerful, but we have the strength of Jesus within us. At my Father's table, God bless you. Have a good week and look forward to Praise Tuesday coming up this Tuesday, and listen to the word and the praises of God. Amen, amen, and amen.